Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
My fault. I forgot that you had your own little intro number there, Sarah. So
yeah, very nice.
Apologies for that. Sarah, I don't cut myself as somebody stupid, but this whole Reserve Bank issue is very complex for people who are not finance people and do not understand structures. You want to give us some context to this debate and why the issue and why the Rand is reacting as strongly as it is?
Don't worry. I'm not a finance person either. So I've had to make sure I understand it. But now that I understand it to some extent, I don't really understand it because you couldn't have made this up. Basically, on Tuesday, we have this dramatic news about the GDP dropping.
Yes.
The worst in 10 years. Capital is flying out. It's just all round bad news. And then on Wednesday, Ace Magashule, who I believe is more warlord than politician, comes out and he says at the National Executive Committee of the ANC over the weekend, they had decided to do two things. The one thing was to change the mandate of the South African Reserve Bank to include, inter alia, unemployment. Now, there's an interesting thing. And the second was that they had decided that what the government needed to do, the Reserve Bank needed to implement quantity easing.
Okay,
which gives you some idea of how little it's really understood at the ANC NEC. And basically, quantitative easing is about putting money, cash, note, into the system to help create demand and alleviate very low negative, naught to negative inflation. And Ace Magashule said this is a concept that has been used in the developed world. And the answer to that is yes, Ace, exactly. It has been used in the developed world because it has met those conditions. We are nowhere in that game park. We do have inflation. It's not high. It's been kept fairly low by the Reserve Bank. But there are no conditions in our economy that would justify quantitative easing. All it can mean is that the ANC thinks that we must print more money. So that's when Tito Mboweni came out with a quite aggressive letter saying, enough of this rubbish. We must leave the Reserve Bank alone, embrace white businesses as partners, and embrace all farmers, black and white, to grow our agriculture. He was clearly pissed off with the fact that whatever the ANC NEC may or may not have decided, they did not understand the basic economics of how to run this country. And they then said, added to this was the idea of changing the mandate of the Reserve Bank. Now, changing ownership from semi-private to entirely government is actually not a big issue. You cannot just change the mandate of the Reserve Bank. It's a constitutional mandate. They would have to change the constitution to change the mandate. And what the NEC is talking about is changing the mandate from inflation control and currency stability to growing the economy and growing employment. And as the head of the Reserve Bank has said, almost every time they have a meeting, he comes out and he says, the limit to what we can do is borne out by the fact that there has to be structural change, i.e., what this economy has to do is it has to free up, labor legislation has to be made less onerous, and investment has to be encouraged. And the problem is, we're not doing any of that. So I gather, just listening to your news, that Cyril Ramaphosa has said that the policy towards the Reserve Bank has not changed. And unfortunately, what this seems to signify is that power struggle that we're worried about in the ANC is redominating our political landscape.
So that's what's really going on here.
We think so.
It's
a factional fight.
Really, really interesting. Unfortunately, with very real effects, because this rand has just gone from 1430 to 1480 within a week.
Well, it's that. And as my colleagues and I discussed on our daily friend TV insert, it's, you know, everyone is going to be badly affected by this, but the people that the ANC purports to be want to help the most, which are the very poor, are just going to get poorer if that's possible. And the tax, one of the problems for our situation is, includes a failure to bring in enough taxation. Now, that's not enough. We're not being taxed enough. It's that we're just not getting the money in. The government's not getting the money in. And if the government doesn't get the money in, it can't spend it properly. Well, that's assuming they will spend it properly, but it can't spend the money on the poor. That's.
Wow, Sarah, there's a lot of food for thought. A lot of issues with a lot of huge impacts on our day-to-day life going forward. We all need to evaluate what we're going to do with that information. But thank you for imparting it. Something happier. There's a request for some happy news next week, please.
Okay, I'm sure I'll be able to find something if I look hard enough.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for chatting to us.
Cheers.
We're going to take a very quick traffic break with Sasha.